Editorial. Housing rights for whom? The Yingluck government's policy to help first-time home buyers has been so roundly criticized for supporting only the well-off that the government has been forced to widen the scheme in order to appease disappointed voters. The controversial scheme allows a tax exemption of up to 500,000 baht for first-time buyers of homes that cost no more than 5 million baht. Since low-income earners do not have to pay tax anyway, this means the program is aimed mainly at benefiting those in the upper income bracket who already own homes, and will most likely use nominees to buy another house in order to enjoy the tax exemption. The scheme also came under fire for primarily benefiting real estate companies, since it did not cover second-hand houses or people who wanted to build their own homes. So, in order to appease critics, the cabinet earlier this week came up with an additional measure. The Government Housing Bank, or GHB, will now extend loans interest-free for 3 years to first-time buyers of homes costing under 1 million baht. This 3-year no-interest window is also open to those purchasing second-hand houses possessed by the bank and costing under 1 million baht. Those wishing to build their own homes may also seek 1 million baht loans at no interest for 3 years. Do all these add-ons reflect the government's poorly thought-out policy or its openness to flexibility? The answer depends on who you ask. But one thing is certain. The first-time house ownership scheme is still far from fulfilling the poor people's fundamental right to housing security. Incidentally, this week also saw a big rally at Government House marking the World Habitat Day. The rally highlighted the poor people's housing and land insecurity problems, which have been caused primarily by state policies and industrial megaprojects. There are more than 2,700 communities and 1.2 million people in national forests. Many have been living there for generations, yet they are under constant threat of losing their homes and lands because the relatively recent forestry law prohibits all human settlement in national forests. The villagers also question the state policy to lease out forest land to investors of tree plantations, which often force out local communities. Needless to say, the villagers are being denied these same land leasing rights. Elsewhere, many villagers are also fighting against industrial projects that will destroy their livelihoods and their communities. Meanwhile, there are more than 1,000 slums in Bangkok and other big cities. The residents are under constant threat of eviction, even though their cheap labor keeps the cost of living in the city relatively low. Like the rural poor, urban slum dwellers feel the government's financial subsidy for first-time homeowners benefits only salaried white-collar workers and not those laboring in the informal sector. These urban poor prefer state support for communal housing designed by the inhabitants themselves and located near their workplace, rather than the slum relocation schemes, which do very little to serve their needs. It is a wonderful idea, helping people to have a home, but the government seems interested only in policy gimmicks without any real concern for housing rights. That is why its policy has ended up benefiting mainly the business sector and the well-off, while those really in need of housing and land security continue to be overlooked, as always.